ברשות זה פרזידנט הרב ארי ברמן, ברשות זה דין רבי פנר, רבנים, מוריי ורבותיי, before we start the שיעור, I would like for a minute to express my feeling to N, בנימין, דיוויד, פנימה, מישל. I have this through the ears to come very close to Reb Chaim Arbesfeld, זיכרונו לברכה, my wife, myself, all my children. And if I would like in one minute to see and to express, to show and to express what I get from Reb Chaim, is follow. God created us with five senses. One of the five is our eyes. The unique about our eyes, first, we can take from everyone almost everything. Not to eat, not to sleep, not to have freedom. One thing we cannot take from anyone. How to look of different situations, what happened to us, what happened around us. This is completely our decision. Moreover, unique about our eyes, any place what we look, this is exactly the place what we stay. Our eyes take us to the place what we look. Reb Chaim Zichrono Livracha decide all the time, in every situation, to look in positive way of the situation. To look with good eye of everything what he do, and also with good eye of other people. When the Mishnah come and say, Ezu Oshir, Asameach Bechelko, who is a rich man, was satisfied about what we have, Reb Chaim teach us other explanation. Ezu Ashir Asameach Bechelko, he feels satisfied with other people. He's so happy when everyone succeed. He's so happy when everyone reach every goal in his life. And every time he give shoulder, give help, give chizuk. Moreover, what unique about Reb Chaim Zichrono Livracha, every place what we look, he catch every goal. Every goal. In chesed, in tzedakah, in Torah, in ahava Torah, in limud Torah. And this, what we take with us. Cemetery in Hebrew is Bet HaChaim. Why is Bet HaChaim? Because the personality, the soul, still alive, for good forever. And we take this with us every single day. And when we stay in this special day, what it is over is very important to all the family to know Reb Chaim is with us for good forever. He come all model for us, and B'siyata D'Shmaya will come Melitz Yosher to all of us, and Divrei HaTorah, what Rabbonim dedicate today, will come L'Ilui Nishmato, and will come Melitz Yosher of dear wife Anne and all the family, and we bezoche Bezat Hashem, Bimera, to bracha and to geula shlema. Chazal come and teach us, in Jewish life, every beginning and every end is very important. Soldier ready to go to the war, but one of them only engaged, but is not married, yeshuv lebeito. Somebody build house and not met Chanukah Sabait, he go back home. Every end is very necessary. Tov achari davar mireshito. And we have many, many examples. And because we stay close to Pesach, I would like to share with you a very interesting insight. What can elevate the Pesach and put every one of us in another stage. The first miracle in the list of the miracles, and we have a lot, in Egypt, when HaKadosh Baruch Hu talked to Moshe Rabbeinu, and he said, go lead Am Yisrael from Egypt. Moshe Rabbeinu said, Ribono Shel Olam, with all the respect, I don't see Jew in front of my eyes, or 40 years, or 60 years. Depends what age he leaves the palace of Paro. Age of 20, or age of 40. Now he is an age of 80. No one will care about me. No one will look of me. Kadosh Baruch Hu sent somebody else. And lo yaminu li. Velo yishmeu bekuli, ki umru lo nira elecha Hashem. They will not look of me. They will ask me, who are you? Because Baruch Hu said to Moshe Rabbeinu, what you have in your hand? Stick? Throw the stick on the floor? Come to snake? Touch the snake? Come back to stick? You understand? Moshe Rabbeinu feel calm and say, okay, I take the mission. My first question is, how is a miracle to change the stick to snake and back to stick? Explain and give answer to Moshe Rabbeinu about his concern. He is right. No one sees face in Egypt so many years. How he can take this mission? How this miracle help him and give him to feel strong to take this mission? This is question number one. Question number two, later, HaKadosh Baruch Hu said to Moshe Rabbeinu, וידבר השם אל משה לאמור, בוא דבר אל פרו. בוא דבר אל פרו is mean, now is the time, go to the next step, go talk to פרו. And tell him to send us from Egypt. What is the reaction of משה רבינו? וידבר משה לפני השם לאמור, אל בני ישראל לא שמו אליי, if עם ישראל don't listen to me, and not care about me, איך ישמעני פרו? פרו for sure, will never listen to me. Great קל וחומר. What הקדוש ברוך הוא answer? וידבר השם אל משה ואל אהרון, now he add also אהרון, בוא דבר אל פרו מלך מצרים. You need to go to talk to פרו. כמה אורח חיים הקדוש שנעסק? קשה, איכן תשובת אל עליון לדברי שלוחו. משה רבינו ask very good question. עם ישראל don't care, don't listen. For sure, פרו exactly same. We not care and not listen to me. What does Baruch say to him? You need to go. You need to go, says this to him in the beginning. Now this is your next mission. You need to go to talk to Paro. But the way of HaKadosh Baruch Hu say to him, go to bear el Paro. I feel now this is the right time to move to the next step. Go talk to Paro. His look is mean. He leave him the option. And Moshe Rabbeinu has a good question. Why HaKadosh Baruch Hu don't answer to him? Why don't answer to him? This is a question of Or HaChaim HaKadosh. And the last question, the last miracle, what we have in the way from Egypt. The last one is in the morning. When we're in the way to go out from Egypt, the Torah comes and tells us, ולכל בני ישראל לא יחרץ כלב לשונו. Not any dog will jump off us and bite us. למי איש ועד בהמה, למען תדון. Why? To remember. כי יפלה השם אל מצרים ובן ישראל. הקדוש ברוך הוא, divide between us to the Egyptians. I really not understand. Why this miracle is so necessary? Because in the last year, we see this every month. Every plague with the Kadosh Baruch Hu punishes the Egyptian, every one of them show us clearly how Kadosh Baruch Hu divide between us to the Egyptians. In Makat Ha'aro, for example, V'ifleiti, ביום ההוא את ארץ גושן, אשר אני עומד עליה, לבלתי יות שם הרוב, ושמתי בדות בין עמי ובין עמך. You will see how Kadosh Baruch Hu, how God divide between us to your nation, Moshe say to Paro. And look about the devil. Exactly same. ויפלה השם בין מקנה ישראל ובין מקנה מצרים. Not one animal die. And פרו go to check and he gets some report. You go to the ברד ויח הברד בכל ארץ מצרים. רק בארץ גושן אשר שם בני ישראל לא היה ברד. מכת חושך. What we find? ולא ראו איש את אחי ולא קמו איש במקומו שלושת ימים. בכל ארץ מצרים. Darkness. ולכל בני ישראל היה אור במושבותיהם. מכת בכורות. Every בכור from the Egyptians passed away. Die. And by us, no one. As we see, months after months, all the time, our Kadosh Baruch Hu divided between us to the Egyptians. Why we need the miracle about the dog? Not one of them jump of Am Yisrael. Why Kadosh Baruch Hu say, you will remember. How I divide between you to the Egyptians. It's not necessary. We know this. We wake up with this, we see this, and we feel this. These are the three questions. And through these three questions, B'siyata Dishmaya, we see what Chazal teach us in one aspect, and this goes to elevate our Pesach, and we can take this special holiday with us to all the year. It's again, short and clear, question number one. How is a miracle with a stick changed to snake and back to stick? Make Moshe Rabbeinu to feel calm and okay, I take the mission, go to lead Am Israel from Egypt? Question number two, when Hashem sent them to talk to Paro, Moshe Rabbeinu, come and say, Am Israel don't listen to me. For sure, Paro will not listen to me. Good question, good kal vachomer. Why HaKadosh Baruch Hu don't answer to him? Why recommend him we need to take the mission? Or HaChaim HaKadosh asked this question? And last question, what is the necessary of the last miracle where the dogs don't jump and kill anyone or attack anyone of us? And the reason is the Torah says we'll remember how Hashem divided between us to the Egyptians. We know this from all the last year. Every miracle, every plague shows this to us. The explanation is followed. We know Reb Tzadok HaKohen, Maharal, Zegra, many, many, also Rishonim and Achonim come and tells us. Every time we want to learn any sugya, we need to see where the sugya takes place in the beginning and to follow it place after place. When we talk about the snake, first time we find the snake, push Adam and his wife to eat from the tree. Second time, by Yosef HaTzadik, in the pit, the aborek, enbo maim, maim enbo, empty from water, but full with snake and scorpions. Nachashim ve'akrabim yesh bo. Third time, by Moshe Rabbeinu, the stick changed to snake. Four time, before we're ready to cross Yarden River to Eretz Israel, Am Israel complain again. We despise the food what we have and all the difficult time what we have. We want to go back to Egypt. Lama elitunu mimitzrayim. Shibohu says, this is enough. He sent snake, Elat die. Vayamot Am Ram Israel only one time in the Torah. We find this kind of statement. Vayamot Am Ram Israel. Elat people die from the snakes. Am Israel understands they make major mistakes. They ask for apologize. Hashem said to Moshe Rabbeinu to make the snake on the stick, and everyone would still have the poison and still exist to look, and it will come okay. And my question is, why HaKadosh Baruch Hu used the same animal, the snake? He can every time attack Am Israel and punish Am Israel in other, with other animal. Why specifically with the snake? The explanation is, obviously, one aspect in Chazal, when HaKadosh Baruch Hu punished the snake, what did he say to him? Al gechoncha telech, from now you start to walk on your stomach, ואפר תאכל כל ימי חייך. And you go to eat, thus. אז בעלי המוסר come and say, אפר תאכל כל ימי חייך, is mean, I don't want to see you. You need food to stay alive, no problem. Thus is your food. You can find this any place, in the roof, in the street, in the field, any place. But what kind of punish is, על גחונך תלך. What kind of punish is, to walk on the stomach. We have snakes, what can walk 20 km, 20 kilometers in 1 hour. So quick, the jump, scare. What kind of punish is? The punish is if somebody walk in his stomach, he cannot walk straight. He walk in zigzag. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu want to divide the snake, not only for himself, also from everyone. Everyone see snake in the street, he moved to the other side. He don't want to deal with this kind of animal what is sneaky. He moved to the other side. Hashem Baruch Hu want to divide them completely. This snake take place in other places in the Torah, in Parshat Shmini. The Torah give us the list of all the animals what we're not allowed to eat. And the Torah say, kol olech al gachon, and the vav of gachon is big leather, not regular with other leather. The Gemara says in Kiddushin Lamed, this comes to teach us, G'doyle Atanoim have special title, Sofrim, Divrei Sofrim, because they count the letters, and they find, this is exactly the middle of the Torah. This is the middle of the Torah. Come the Maharsha, many of them mefarshim and ask, with all the respect, take few children, middle of elementary school, take one of the shul, promise them beautiful gift, and few days, step by step, they find the vav of gachon, this is the middle of the letter in the Torah. How we explain the great, great Tanoim have titled Divrei Sofrim? Why? Because they count the letters. Children can make this in elementary school. What is so special? The explanation is follow. In life, we make many time decisions, all the time. But if somebody decide anything, because this is what he feel, understand, his perspective, what he listen, what he see, etc. is today, this is decision. Tomorrow is a perspective change. He understand the situation differently. And when he look back, he find himself going zigzag. Going zigzag. But if somebody bring to his life what he feel, what is important, what he see, what he care, what he understand, and he connect this to the Messorah, what he get from his parents, and what he get from his grandparents, and what he get from his rabbeim, guarantee he walk straight, same with the letter Vav. Come the Torah and say to us, this is the middle of the Torah, the crossroad. What we really want, what kind of life? Life of Vav, the Gachon, what is straight, or Chas v'chalila, life of Gachon, of zigzag. Come Moshe Rabbeinu and say, Ribono shel Olam. All you can talk to Am Yisrael, they don't listen to me. They don't know who I am. Why you send me? Because Baruch Hu said to him, Moshe, what you have in your head, in your hand? Stick. Yes. Throw the stick on the land. It's come to snake. Touch the snake, come back to stick. You understand? Moshe Rabbeinu say, understand. What does it mean? Kadosh Baruch Hu said to him, if you follow what you feel, what is your understanding, what you read in the news, CNN, Fox News, etc., etc., you're right. No one will listen to you. No, Am Yisrael, nobody. But if you're following after me, you will see everyone will listen to you. What you really want to have in your hand, stick or snake? Moshe Rabbeinu say, stick, this is what I would like to have in my hand. And this stick, he eat the Egyptians, and with this stick, he splits the ocean, and this thing Kodesh HaKadoshim. When we make Aliyah LaRegel, people see this and understand how we follow after HaKadosh Baruch Hu, we walk straight, Yashar. Yosef stay in the pit, full with snake and scorpions. Stay, chance to stay alive is zero. Zero. But he stay alive, he say, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, understand, you talk to me. I understand one day you will take me out from this place. I promise you. When I meet my brothers, I will do the best for them. You can do what you want. Before we cross Jordan River to Eretz Israel, again, Am Israel complained after so many miracles in the desert. Months, love, bear, and anekavod, etc. They don't learn anything because Baruch Hu feels so upset. He sends a snake to attack them. What he say to Moshe Rabbeinu? Aselecha saraf. Simoto al nes. Put this on the stick. V'ayah kol anashuch. V'ra oto v'chai. Everyone would get the poison still alive. V'ra oto v'chai. V'ra oto what? Not the snake. The stick. To understand with Emunah, when we falling after HaKadosh Baruch Hu, we can go straight and arrive to Eretz Israel. And this is the way. And this is what Chazal explained to us. Why the snake take so much space in the Torah? In the Torah, from the beginning of the creation until we stay close to cross Jordan River, to tell us this is all the time the decision. How we want to walk straight to follow after HaKadosh Baruch Hu with Emunah, with Bitachon, or Chas v'Chalila, what we feel, what we understand. And it's so interesting. When Noach come out from the boat, the Pasuk say, Vayechel Noach Isha Adama, Vayita Kerem, Vayishkar, Vayitgal, the Gemara say in Sanhedrin, Dafayin, somebody from the Galil, walk into Bet HaMidrash. And he say, you know what I found in this Pesukim? 13 times the letter Vav. And Rabbi Navi Rav Ashi very impressed. They put it in the Shas for good forever. What does it mean? What this person say? Look in Parashat Vayeshev. Almost all the Parsha is with Vav. Look in Megillat Ruth. Except 8 Pesukim, every Pesuk starts with the letter Vav. Is what is big deal about this Pesukim, what person from the Galil come and send Rabbi Navi Rav Ashi is so impressed about this, they keep this in the Shas. The answer is, Noach, you start new life. The world is clean, it's pure. Why you pick the wrong tree? Why you pick the grape tree? Why? The vineyard. This is not your tree. And the fruit would come from this. And the wine make him zigzag and he lose everything. אין חזל כמה תדס עם סנדרין. תניה רבי מאיר אומר, איזה אילן שאכל אדם הראשון. עוד כאן הופתיע, הקדוש ברוך הוא עושה איתו אדם הראשון. Don't eat from this tree, except this. You can eat from every tree. גפן היה. Because every tree grow straight up. It grows straight up, we have a lot of fruit. You can take this. You can enjoy from the fruit. One tree is not you. It's growing in zigzags. It's exactly the way how the vineyard grow. And this is not for you. It was so nice. Adam HaRishon loses his life of this tree. Noach also loses his life in this tree. Until Avraham Avinu Vayita Eshel. What does it mean Eshel? Eshel obviously is Ekronomiz. Achila, Shtia, Lina, Livui. You open a restaurant on the house. Don't forget to say bracha before and bracha after. But now we have other explanation. Vayita Eshel, Achila. He fixed the mistake of Adam HaRishon who took from the wrong tree. שתייה, he fixed the mistake of not to drink from the wrong tree. And Lina, he fixed the mistake of Sdom, but not accept any guest, anyone. His trees, והייתה אשל. And Yaakov Avinu, the last night in Eretz Israel, with all the family, he know he go one-way ticket. HaKadosh Baruch Hu say to him, I will bring you back. What do you need to do in the last night in Eretz Israel? To sit with all the family and to talk how we connect the family to Eretz Israel. Now he starts long golus. And what he do in this light, he take leather and he cut branches from the tree of his grandfather and he give to every one of his children to plow the plant beside the house. This is what Chazal says in the Midrash Rabbah. What stay behind this? He said to the children, when you have difficult time in Egypt, don't forget your grandfather have more difficult time. And he following after me. And he have the emunah, the trust. Continue. Your situation is more easy for your grandfather. And he makes this. You also can make this. He gives this to you in the DNA. He gives this to every one of us. And when we leave Egypt, we take this. And what we do, we build the Mishkan from this tree. We build the house of this. Because to follow after HaKadosh Baruch Hu is mean, we become part of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Now, so nicely, when HaKadosh Baruch Hu send Moshe Rabbeinu to talk to Paro, what he say to him? Am Yisrael, don't listen to me. For sure, Paro don't go to listen to me. It's no question. Good kal vachomer. Come Or HaChaim HaKadosh and ask, why HaKadosh Baruch Hu don't give him answer? He recommend him. Look the posuk carefully. What the posuk say? Bo daber el Paro Melech Mitzrayim. Go talk to him and ask him to give us permission to leave Egypt. וידבר משה לפני השם לאמור. עם ישראל don't listen to me. For sure, פרעה don't go to listen to me. וידבר משה לפני השם. In Hebrew, it's not right to say לפני השם. In Hebrew, you need to say וידבר משה אל השם. It comes the נציב and say to us so nicely, לא הזכיר אל השם. מה זה וידבר משה לפני השם? לא מצינו לעולם. We never find in the Torah, משה רבנו talk to השם. Except one time, יפקוד השם אלוקי הרוחות איש על העדה, before he passed away, who is it comes the next? Leader, הקדוש ברוך הוא, you will pick him. Is what is mean לפני השם? לא היה הדיבור אל השם, אלא מדבר לעצמו. וידבר משה, he said to himself, one minute, הקדוש ברוך הוא, send me now to talk to Paro. If I'm Israel, don't listen. For sure, Paro also don't listen. It's no question. Immediately he give answer to himself. Because Baruch Hu answer to me this question. On the miracle of the stick, snake, change to snake and back to stick. This was answer to me to any time when I have dilemma. Any time when I have struggle, what is right, what is wrong. What I feel, oh, to do something else, what I don't see any way. Yes, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, falling after you. Is we understand why the first miracle in all the list of the miracles, what happened to us in Egypt, to leave Egypt, when HaKadosh Baruch Hu changed a stick to snake and back to stick. Step A, to any succeed, to any siyata dishmaya, to get freedom, is emunah b'Kadosh Baruch Hu. Emunah and bitachon and to trust HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Apple peace, sometimes the picture don't look so clear, or maybe look opposite, to trust HaKadosh Baruch Hu. This is step A. The last miracle, what happened, is about the dog. They not jump and attacked us. Why? To remember we leave Egypt. To remember we leave Egypt. and to remember HaKadosh Baruch Hu divide between us to the Egyptians. Sorry, we know this. Leg after one of the Zazer shows this to us. What kind of miracle is not necessary? It's not come to teach us anything. The answer is, when we look in Chazal about the dog, what we find about the dog? First, in Perek Shira, we find the less animal Perek Shira of talk all the universal, say thank you to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, appreciate HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Everyone have his posuk, and every time the challenge is to find the connection between the posuk to the animal, to the trees, to the bird, etc. The less one is the dog. What's the posuk? Klavim ha'omrim, bo'u nishtachave v'nichaa nivrecha lifnei Hashem Moshim. Bo'u nishtachave. This means we bow down to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. But in same time, we find about the dog in Yeshayahu v'klavim azei nafesh. The very strong animal. Az, shebachayot klavim ze gemara kametezas. Dog can jump and rip people a few minutes and finish. Is how it can happen. They say, bow nishtachaveh, to bow down, and same time, they're so strong and take big risk. The answer is, the Maharsha tells us in Sanhedrin Tzadik Zayin, why dog in Hebrew is kelev? The answer is, kulo lev. He's completely loyalty to the owner. And if he jump and rip somebody, to save the life of his owner. Kulo lev la'adon. This is unique about the dog. The dog, how Baal HaKeida come and teach us. Im hakarat hatov tibatel min haolam. If the dog represents hakaras hatov, if hakarat hatov tibatel min haolam, we not have this concept. Yadua, al ma haolam, im ken al ma haolam omed. HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Baal HaKeida come and say, give us everything for free. He don't need from us. He have everything. Af al pi she'asa zot shelo al menat lekabel pras. Ve'af al pi she'asa zot mikol makom teva ha'inyan. Kadosh Baruch Hu building by us nature. She'ikabel mibruav sachar ra'uy. Kadosh Baruch Hu want for us. We will pay him back. How? Akaras ha'chesed. Akaras ha'tov. U'mize lo mana atzmo milekablo. HaKadosh Baruch Hu say, this I look for to get from Am Yisrael. Ve'ader Abba, b'ksho mihem yadin. And look the last line of Baal HaKeida, what kind of statement he say, lefi she'agoreh chuko baze, if somebody don't ever karat hatov, metziuto levatala. All his essence is for nothing. This is a karat hatov, and so interesting to understand this. Moshe Rabbeinu, great leader, 40 years in the desert, he have one question what he asked himself day after day. How can happen? Am Israel sees so many miracles. In Egypt, when we go out from Egypt, split the ocean, Kabbalat HaTorah, face to face with God. And from time to time, they complain about something else. And they complain. How can happen? And he say to them, and the Gemara come and teach us, in Avodah Zarah Daf Hei, before he passed away, he said to Am Yisrael, you remember Kabbalah Satorah? For sure. What happened? God started to talk to us, Anochi Velo Yeh, and you in shock. You come and say to me, Moshe Rabbeinu said to Am Yisrael, Daber Ata Imanu, please talk to us. Not the Kadosh Baruch Hu, Penny Daber Imanuel, Pen Amut, Kadosh Baruch Hu go to talk to us, and our life is over. We're so scared, we're so worried. Moshe Rabbeinu, what I need to do now? He asked Kadosh Baruch Hu. What HaKadosh Baruch Hu answer to him? What he say to him? Mi ten! Ve'aya levavam ze lira oti kol ha'imim. Wow! I'm so excited, so happy. Alevai, I hope this kind of irat shaman what they have now will stay with them all the time. You remember I told you? Moshe Rabbeinu said to him, he said, for sure. And when HaKadosh Baruch Hu say, Mi ten! Alevai, I hope this will stay for good. What you need to do? You need to say on the spot, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, what does it mean? Who will give? You can give. Nobody else. Ten ata, give us this kind of Yirat Shamayim. And you know why you don't ask this Yirat Shamayim? You know why you don't say to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, please give us? Because you know if you will say, HaKadosh Baruch Hu will give. And if you will give, you will need to say to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, thank you, not only three times, 6 times, 7 times a day. You say, HaKadosh Baruch Hu will also respect. 3 times a day to say to you, thank you, this is enough. It's scary what I say to you. But what I can do, Tosot says this word by word. And the language of the Tosot is, Kfuyei Tova, Lekach Kram Kfuyei Tova, Shelo Ratzu Lomar Atatem. They don't want to say, give us. Lefi Shelo Ayu Rotzim, Leachzik Lo Tova Bekach. If he will give, we need to give him more Korsato. It's too much. It's not good. A little bit is good. What we do is right. It's Moshe Rabbeinu shows them how this point brings him to lose a lot and to complain from time to time. Now we understand. Im kach, we go to the next step and listen very carefully. Mamash, pilei, pilei, pleim. In Perek Shira, we have other animals that relate to us. And this is the Zehev, the wolf. What kind of posuk belong to him? Al kol dvar pesha, al shor, al chamor, al se, al salma, al kol avedah asher yomar ki uze. Ad Elohim yavod dvar shneem, asher yershiun Elohim yishalem shneem lereu. Posuk will talk about shomer chinam. How does this relate to the wolf, to the Zehev? What is shomer chinam? Shomer chinam is person, what is reputation is par excellence. Par excellence. All the neighborhood, all the city say, this kind of man, you can trust him. You can give him to watch for you, money, jewelry, document, everything. He don't take penny, everything is great. It's unbelievable. Unbelievable reputation he has. One day, somebody come and ask him, please, can I get back what I give you to watch for me? The money, the jewelry, the document, you don't give me anything. What do you mean? I give you. No, no, you don't give me. They go to the court and they find, he's still. It means he uses the reputation. He used a reputation, what the community, what the town gave him, to steal. It means, this is terribly kfiyut tova. This is a korot atov. This is the zev. And Chazal come and tells us, Gmora bebrochas, Yud Gimel. Somebody walk in the way, pagabo zev, zev attacked him. And thank God he survived. He said to everyone, the miracle what happened to him. Pagabo Ari, lying, tried to attack them, and thank God he survived again with big miracle. Pagabo Nachash, and thank God he survived. And he says, the last miracle what happened. Kach Israel, tzarot achronot, meshekhot et harishonot. Comes the Marsha and say, why does the Gemara bring this kind of animals? And Marsha says, Zeev represent Mitzrayim. Aryeh represent Babel, etc. Why Zeev represent Mitzrayim? Because the essence of the Egyptian, this Karasatov, Kfiu Tova. Who makes them special nation? Who puts them in the map? The strong economy nation all over the world. Yosef HaTzadik, Yaakov Avinu, Vayakom Melech Hadash Asher Lo Yada Et Yosef. Zeev terribly, terribly Kfiu Tova. Now listen, listen, listen. The Mishnah come and teach us in Broches. מהמתי קוראים קריאת שמה בשחרית? Everyone know from the Chayder? מי שיקיר בין תחלת ללבן. תניא רבי מאיר אומר, מי שיקיר בין זאב לכלב. When we know to divide between זאב, what represent כפיות טובה, to כלב, what represent הכרס הטוב. קבלת על מלכות שמיים, we know the concept of הכרס הטוב. How is it necessary to grow and to build? This is the last miracle what stay with us when we live in Egypt. When HaKadosh Baruch Hu makes this miracle, we ask, why we need this miracle? All the years we see HaKadosh Baruch Hu divide between us to the Egyptian. The answer is, HaKadosh Baruch Hu want for us when we leave Egypt, not only to say what happened in Egypt, what we see in Egypt. He want what we take from Egypt. What we take with us from Egypt. What we take, this concept of Karas HaTov. And this cross, all the holiday of Pesach. And this is the essence of this time. The first miracle is the Emunah Bitochon, through the snake and the stick. The last miracle is the Karas HaTov. I believe and I feel and we see this, every one of us. These two aspects was in front of the eyes of Reb Chaim ben Avraham, Zichrono Livracha. The Emunah, the trust. Kadosh Baruch Hu, we walk with you. With a smile what you have all the time when you talk to everyone. We walk. And this what also bring him all the time to say again and again the tremendous Akaras HaTov. Akaras HaTov to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Akaras HaTov to Yishev HaSabinu Yitzhak El Chonan, Akaras HaTov to everyone. Is when HaKadosh Baruch Hu take his soul so close to Pesach. It means what we take from his chayim, from his chayut, these two aspects. In the beginning, step A of redemption from Egypt is the essence of the miracle between the snake and the snake. Yirat Shamayim, and Bitachon and Trust HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and the last one is a Karasatov. We will take this with us, it's B'siyata Dishmaya. He will come a little closer to every one of us. And we'll be Zoche, in Mircha Hashem, when we see how the year looked last year, and how the look here now, tremendous Karasatov to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, how with all the sadness, with all the difficult time, how everything changed, Baruch Hashem, to the right way, and בעזרת השם ובזוכן זיסיר, דואן גאלתי אתכם אחרית כראשית.